We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah says like this: Ilon Shoya Mesech Ala Oretz. You have a big tree, and the branches go around the tree, and they reach the ground. They come down towards the ground. Im Ein Neifay Gevayim Aretz Shloisha Tvachim. If the branches reach almost to the ground, they're within three tvachim of the ground, so it's lavud. So then, you have mechitzas on all four sides, because under the tree, you're enclosed with mechitzas, because those branches reach almost to the ground, with three tefachim on the ground. So therefore, metatlam tachtav, you can carry under it. Shrashav gevayim na'aretz, another halacha. If you have roots that are above the ground, gimel tefachim, the halacha is, they now be mishtamash by ilon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb on ilon on Shabbos, you're not allowed to hang things on a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. The gzeira is because maybe you're going to cut something down. So what about a root? Are you allowed to sit on a root on Shabbos? So it depends. If it's less than three tefachim from the ground, it's considered part of the ground. It's not considered a tree. But if it's three tefachim off the ground, then lo yeshiv aleim. You should not sit on it because it has din of a tree. So there are two different halachas on Mishnah. One halacha on Mishnah is that ilon sheimesech la'aretz has din of a mechitza. And the second halacha is that roots that are three tefachim off the ground have a din of a tree and goes into the iser of being mishtamesh b'ilon. Going on the first halacha of the Mishnah, if this tree is a very big tree, the space under the tree is bigger than Beis HaSayim, which the halacha is anything bigger than Beis HaSayim, if it's not hukaf l'dira, if it's not surrounded l'shem dira for living, the halacha is as din of a karfif, and you're not allowed to carry there. So Rav Huna Yeshua is saying under the tree has din of a karfif, and it only works if it's Beis HaSayim or less. It's bigger than Beis HaSayim, which is 5,000 square amma, then the halach is, if it's bigger than that, you cannot carry there. My timer, I have mechitzas, and I, even Zograshi, even if you plant it l'shem dira, still no good. Why not? M'shem nava dira sh'tashmish l'aver, v'chol dira sh'tashmish l'aver, imetatlam ba yoysim Beis HaSayim. It's called a dira that's not really used a lot. You don't really live under a tree. You only sit there, you want to watch your flock, whatever it is. You need shade, you sit under it. But it's not really made as a kavua diga dwelling. It's only a temporary dwelling. It's not a permanent dwelling. Therefore, and it's not permanent dira type of things in there. Therefore, it's not called hukav adira.
You're not sitting under three tefachim
anyways. No, it means three tefachim is just the walls, but under the tree, it's very high. It just means that the ends reach three tefachim. Actually, Rashi, if you want Gersh, speaks this out. If you look at the Rashi on the Mishnah, Shrosh of Goyim, the word Shrosh of Goyim is taking out those words. She'ein ha'nofim nemuchim el b'roishon, only the ends they're low. V'holchim akbiyim utzah chiburim. They go up towards the chibur. All the outside is going down, the inside is open, so you can use it. And Lamayis was saying, and it's a very big area, but still, since it's Tashvish L'Av, it's not called hukav adira at all, and therefore you're not allowed to carry it. Now we're going to explain the second half of the Mishnah. It says in the second half of the Mishnah, Shroshav Gvayim in the Aretz, we said a pretty simple halacha, that if the roots are three tefachim off the ground, they have a din of a tree, and you can't be mishdamish with them. Itmar, Shroshay Ilon Haba'am Milmaila Mishloisha L'Soyach Shloisha. What about if you have a root that it goes up three tefachim, and then the same root just curves back down into the ground, and it goes lower than three tefachim. So the question is, of course, the pot that's higher than three tefachim has din of a tree, you can't mishtamish with it. It's not bottled to the ground because it's more than three tefachim off the ground. What about the part that's going down? Is that mutter to mishtamish with it or not? So it's the machloikas. Rabba ama mutter l'shtamish pem, you're allowed to be mishtamish now because it's less than three. Rav shesh ama also l'shtamish pem, and we'll see why in a second. Rabba ama mutter l'shtamish pem, the chol pachos megimel, anything less than three tefachim, the ara, within three tefachim on the ground, aruhu, it's considered ground, it's considered the floor, not a tree. Rav Sheshi Zama also l'shtamish behen. You can't be mishtamish that part of the tree. The kivin the mekayach isa ka'asi, since it's coming out of a root, that's aser, asurim. Anything that comes out of the iser is aser, and therefore, that part is aser. That means the part going up that's less than three tefachim, that's pasher, it's mutter. Only reaches three tefachim comes aser. But now when it comes back down, according to Rabbi says, what do you mean? It's less than three tefachim off the ground. It's bought to the ground. But Rav Sheshi says, no, since it comes from an iser, it's coming out of something that's aser, it is aser. That's Rav Sheshi Shita. We wanted to bring a few more examples of things that can be machlokes. What happens to the Dom Kimishanisa? Let's say you have a root that sticks out of the ground, goes up 3 tefachim, it goes even more, and out of it is jutting out some branches. So yeah, Mishnah means like a cliff. So it has different jagged edges, has different branches sticking out. So the Gemara analyzes, says like this: the salkin la'ela, anything that goes above 3 tefachim, any branch that's above 3 tefachim, and the root also that's above 3 tefachim, that's pasul, asur. The nachzlan tasai, anything that's going up towards the 3 tefachim, but it's less than 3 tefachim, and anything sticking out that's less than 3 tefachim the whole time, that's pasul, it's mutter also, that's mutter. Let's start the pieces that are sticking out that come out of the root above 3 tefachim, and then it goes down into 3 tefachim. If you have a picture in front of you, you can look at your picture. Different svarim have pictures. The art scroll, Masifta have different pictures. But if it's coming out of above 3 tefachim, goes down within 3 tefachim, that's machlokes. Pluk the Rav Sheshes. Again, we said Rabba holds anything less than 3 tefachim is ka'ara. Rav Sheshes says, since it comes out of something that's aser, therefore it's aser. And here, it's coming out of the root, which is aser, therefore it's aser. V'chein anigra. The same machlokes Rav Sheshes, also by anigra. What's anigra? Anigra is, if you have like a ditch, let's say it's a water ditch, whatever it is, it's a ditch, and in the ditch is a tree. Now, if you're standing in the ditch, the thing is more than 3 tefachim high. But if you're standing outside the ditch, on the ground level, it's less than 3 tefachim high. So So of course, when you're standing in the ditch, you can't mishtamish it. That's an ilon. But you're standing outside the ditch, how do you look at it? So according to Rabba, he says, what do you mean? It's less than 3 tefachim. It's like the ground. According to Rav Sheshes, since this case is coming from something that's aser, therefore it's aser. Because in the ditch, it's aser. So it's coming from a place that's aser, therefore it is aser. Another case, so a nigra is only really on one side, or maybe even two sides, that it's covered, the tree is covered. But v'chem karen zavas, let's say you have a wall that's a corner, you have two walls and it creates a corner, in the corner is a tree. So from inside, you only see one side of the tree, more than 3 tefachim. And the guy standing outside the wall, and he wants to be mishtamesh to ilon on top of the wall, which is less than 3 tefachim. So now, according to Rabba, it's less than 3 tefachim, not a problem. According to Rav Sheshes, since inside the house, but inside the wall, where you can see the tree, it's also, so it's called Haba Me'isura. It's considered Haba Me'isura. But Rashi speaks out that unless you have a case where it's only a straight wall, and there's a tree next to a straight wall, since in that case, 3 sides of the tree are open and it's above the ground, 3 sides of the tree, only one side's covered, then even Rabba will agree that's also because there you go, what's the roiv, and there it's mamish, like it's also. But like upon what we said, v'chein ha'nigra, that was the case of the ditch, v'chein ha'karen zavas, in the corner, that's v'chleikas Rabba and Rav Sheshes. So Moshe goes back with a story. Ha'u diklo da'havala Abaya. Abaya had a certain dekel, v'havasolik ba'apume. It came out of his house. It was like one of these houses that have trees in the house, and the tree in the house was completely open, then it went above his house. And on the roof, it was less than 3 tefachim out. Shaila is, can you mishtamish with the ilon on your roof? Because it's not 3 tefachim high, so it's bottled to the roof. That was the shaila. Also, the kind of raise, if a shaila, he says, it's mutter. Only Rav Acha bar Tachlifa, the shaila loch, karaba shaila loch. So Rav Acha says, you're passing that graba, right? That's the pshat why you're saying it's mutter. Because Rabba holds, you look at where it is right now. It's just the 3 tefachim on the ground, it's good. According to Rav Sheshes, it's coming from Issa, because in the house it's also. But here, on top of the roof, it's not 3 tefachim high. It's like more pshita. It's pashut. Like, of course, I'm going to quote the rabbi, not according to Rav Sheshes. So Gemara says like this. The chiddush was like this. Rav Sheshes, basic command the malidom. Maybe you'll say asvara. Even according to Rav Sheshes, you look at a house, kilu, it's full. And if it's full, so then you look at the tree just starting near the roof. And it's not coming from an isser. It's coming from a ground. Like, it's coming from the ground because it's basic command the malidom. And basically, like, it's full. It's full with dirt. Lushtamish pachas gimel samach gai. Again, you let him shtamish if it's within 3 tefachim on the roof. Kamash malah, no. Kamash malah, and that's only according to Rabba. Zot maravaita, Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, Shroshov gvayim l'aros gimel tefachim l'yesh v'leim. If you have a root that's 3 tefachim off the ground, you should not sit on it. Why? Because 3 tefachim off the ground is not called ka'aras mechtadam. It's not like part of the ground, it's kind of like a tree. If this root doesn't go back into the ground, psita, of course, a root that's 3 tefachim high is a tree. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Elalav must be telling us the chiddush. Avigav the harder keep, even though it goes back into the ground, the part that's lower is still osur. And like Rav Sheshes, the writer of Sheshes, that something comes out of Isser is osur. So the no, loyolam loy harder keep. This root does not go up and back down. And the chiddush is Avigav the tzidoy echad shavol aretz. Even though one side is flush with the ground, since three sides are exposed, then Rabba will agree, like we spoke about before, Rabba will agree, this is called a case where it's also shtamish be'ilon, because on three sides it is an ilon, even on one side it's above the ground, three sides of it is an ilon, let's say connected a wall, or connected a ditch. Therefore, that's the chiddush of Mishnah, that even Rabba will agree that there it is also because it's also shtamish be'ilon. We have roots of the tree that are three tefachim high, or even if it's flush with the ground, but under the root, it's dug out, and this area under the root that makes this three tefachim high, that also makes it into a tree. Even though one side of this tree is shoveh to the ground, which means on one side of you're standing on one side, the tree is not three tefachim high, still, harezeh lo yeshiv aleim, you cannot sit on it. Why can't you sit on a tree? If you shein oilam b'ilon, you're not allowed to go climb the ilon on Shabbos. Vein netolam b'ilon, you're not allowed to hang on the ilon like monkey bars. You can't hang on the ilon on Shabbos. Vein neshonim b'ilon, you can't lean on the ilon on Shabbos. Lo yala b'ilon meboid yoyim, you're not allowed to go up. Even if you go up before Shabbos, maybe it's not a problem. There's a problem climbing. So no, the problem is not even climbing. You're not allowed to even sit on a tree. And stayed at whole Shabbos, because even sitting on a tree alone is an Isser Shtamish B'Ilon, using Ilon on Shabbos. And the reason why you now use Ilon on Shabbos is Gzeira, you might cut off a branch. We'll see that in a second. So Layala B'Ilon B'Yoyim V'Yeshiv Shom Kol Yom Kulon Echad Ilon Zalacha Is Daya Tree V'Echad Behema or Behema Also Aval Bar Shiachum Ara, but a pit or a cave or anything that goes into the ground, the geder and a fence is not a problem to go in and out of it. But tapes va'ilam tapes verid, you climb up and climb down. Vilei me'am, if it's 100 amas tall, you're like up and down. And Rashi explains, what's the chiddush? We're trying to tell you, don't think that climbing a tree is also because of tircha on Shabbos. That's not the reason. If that would be the reason, bar shiach mar be also. The reason why it's also is you might cut off branch. Same thing with a behema. You might cut off a branch to slap the behema to get it to go going. So the issa is because you might cut off a branch, not because of tirchan. Therefore, bar shiach amara is mutter. Zokta gemara vayta. Tani chad, the one brayta says, let's say im Allah, the guy went up on Elon. It's mutter later, he let it come down. But tani chad, the ask later, the other brayta says, it's us to go down. So before we explain the gemara's trutzim, let's explain a simple idea. Here, when you go up a tree and you stay in the tree, you're doing an issa by staying in the tree. We said you're not allowed to sit in the tree anyway. So you go down, you're also over issa, but maybe it's better to be over that issa and save yourself hours of issa. So that's really the question. So one brayta says, go down, because anyway, over issa by sitting here. The other one says, no, you can't go down, that's a maisa b'yadayim. So that's the machalikas over here, two braytas. I'm not sure what's the machalikas. It's a stiru. One says, I'm olam mutalerit, tani chad osalerit. So let's try different truths, like kasha. First, it's like this. If a guy went up before Shabbos, and then all of a sudden, Shabbos, so he didn't do anything wrong. He made a mistake. We let him come down. If he went up on Shabbos, we give him a knas. He got to stay here. Either way, doing Yisr, we say you got to stay. It's a knas. That's one shah in the chilek. That the case he allowed to come down, went up before Shabbos. Went up on Shabbos, you have to come down. Both are, he came after Shabbos, he went up. But like Kasha, Kama Shah, you get by Shah, you don't make a knas, it was a mistake. Kama made it on purpose, you give him a knas, he has to stay in the tree. A third Mahalach, but by saying, Mahavah Bashaygi, the Moth Bashaygi, he really should not make a knas. But Hacha, the Kansu Shah, you go to Mazik, Mephagi, Masav, can see none. What my Yama says, make a knas, Shah, you go to Mazik, because if you allow him to do it, come down Bashaygi, he might do Mazik also. Masav, like I see, you don't make a knas. So far, we have three Mahalachim in this differences in the Braisa. But now the Gemara's want to say, maybe it's a machlokes tanoim. We have one brayse that says that if you go up on a tree, you're allowed to come down. And the one says you're not allowed to come down. Maybe it's talking about a famous machlokes tanoim that we had in other mesechlis, in Rosh Hashanah, and Zvachim. Omer avuna breder v'shua ketanoim. Maybe this is a machlokes tanoim. Because we have a mishnah that says like this. Hanitnim matana achas, or savrim hanitnim matana achas. You have two kabbonis. Got mixed up. We know that a bechor it's the type of carbon, you only spritz one zrika on the mizbeach. We have a chatos that gets four zrikas on the mizbeach on all four corners. So if two becharis got mixed up, all the dam of two becharis got mixed up, it's not a problem. You just do one spritz on the mizbeach, and it works for both of them. A carbon that has one zrika, they got mixed up with another carbon that has one zrika. You're not put one zrika on the mizbeach, and you're good to go. Matan dalad. If you have two chatoyas that got mixed up, they both have zrikas of four corners. You know the matan dalad. You just do four. You do a zrika on four corners. Matan arba matan achas. If a thing that is zrika of four got mixed up with zrika of one, Rav Eliezer, amen. He knows some matan dalad. Rav Eliezer says you give four different matanas. Rav Yeshua, you're not no matan achas. You do only one. So what's going on here? How do you do only one? L'maisa gabi the chatas that got mixed up. You're talking about chatas and mechor got mixed up. How can you only do one? Hari oiver v'al tigra. There's a mitzvah. It's not ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah to all four corners, and you're being v'al tigari, doing less. So how do you like to do that? Amr b'shur, I mean, hari oiver v'al taisif. If you do all four, clape the bechor, you're being oiver v'al taisif. Amr Rav Elazar. Loy Omra El Keshuva Atzmai. Rav Eliezer says the only time you have Baal Taisiv is only if it's by itself, but it's mixed up with something else that the other thing you have to do anyway for, so there it's not called Baal Taisiv. I'm sure, Loy Nema Baal Tigra El Keshuva Atzmai. You also don't say Baal Tigra only when it's by itself, but here it has the Bechar in it. Here it has the Bechar in it, so I can do only one. Rashi actually speaks out that there's another Svar for Rav Eliezer why you do four matanas. He says the assay of chatas is doiche the loisasa of Baal Tigara. We know assay is always doiche loisasa. Tosis also asks his kash wine saying say doiche loisasa. Tosis answers that since it's a pshia, you don't say since it's a pshia, he mixed it, they got mixed up. You don't say assay doiche loisasa. But the point we have here, machleik is Rabbi Elazar is sure do you do four or one? And Rabbi Shua is another svara. Why should only do one? Why don't Rabbi Shua? Kishinasata, when you do four zrikas, a varta about Yosef, you over be a daim about Yosef. This is a maisi b'yadecha. You did lehedio a maisa, a positive maisa that made about Yosef. Kishinasata, when you don't put the four, a varta about tigra, maybe you over about tigra, the klape the chatos, but this is a maisi b'yadecha. You didn't do a maisa b'yadaim. So it comes out of Machlokes Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. According to Rav Eliezer, you're allowed to do a maisa b'yadaim of Baal Taisif instead of doing a Baal Tigra. And Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you talking about? It's better don't do anything. It's better don't do anything, be a dayim, a maisa, than do Baal Taisif and maisa. So Mora says, that we can say that's over here also. Rabbi Yeshua says, it's better to do a maisa of four, to be yitzah, the mitzvah of four. Here it's also better to go down. Why? Because Rashi says it's a mitzvah here. Because when you're sitting here, you're making Issa, every minute's Issa. Going down, even though it's also Issa, but it's better to do a Maisa to save yourself from the Issa of sitting there. That's Rabbi Yehazah Shita. Rabbi Shua, Dom Hosom, Shev Al Taisa Odif, it's better don't do anything and not be a daim. Hachinami, don't come down, because that's a Maisa be a daim, you're going down. Hachinami lo yerid, you shouldn't come down. So Zok to Gemara. No, so this is a new Bahalach that answers two brises. One brise says Yere is going coin to the man the Omar or Rabbi Eliezer says Kumar say Odev, better do a Maisa. And the other man says Lo Yere is going coin to Rabbi Yeshua. Zog to Gemara, no, I can say Kamechalik. Dumalohi, Ad Kan Le Kumar Eliezer Hosom, Rabbi Eliezer only said over there, Kumar say Odev, he only said by Chatos, it's better do a Zrika for Eldeka Ovid Mitzvah. You're doing a Mitzvah. Have a Hochod Le Ovid Mitzvah. Here you're not doing a mitzvah. And like the more change a little bit, like Rashi explains, that there when you do the four zrikas, you're mekayim asay. Here, you're coming down, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're perish min avera. You're saving yourself from the avera of sitting there. That's not the same level. Maybe you don't have a kum asay there. And you can say what's the opposite. Binami ad kan lekom rabbi shu hasam, shevat haisa odif. Only time there is shevat haisa odif is only over there. Elo deloy ka'ovid is surah. You're not doing an iser by just doing one, not doing Isser. Avahacha, here, by sitting here, the Ka'ovid is Surah, you're right, the Sheva Tais, not much of a Maisa, but while I'm sitting here, I'm doing an Isser, maybe here it's better just to calm down. Avahacha, the Ka'ovid is Surah, how can I'm there, maybe just calm down. Therefore, we can't be Tailing Chagz Lezer and Rabbi Shua, And we have to go back to one of the terutzim. We're talking about before Shabbos or the Shalos Shoyim Meizeh, different terutzim about coming down the tree that you went up on Shabbos.